share one experience with you?
我在十多年前做牧师的时候呢，有时候我听到人跟我说他们不开心。
When I was a pastor 10 years ago, some people told me they are unhappy.
那为什么呢？很简单，因为没有工作，没有钱。
Very simply because they have no job, no money.
婚姻不愉快，孩子不听话，有这等的问题。
Their marriages are not happy and their children are not obedient.
但是现在，尤其近几年，我听到人跟我说，牧师，我不开心的。
But recent years, I heard people telling me, Pastor, I'm not happy.
但是我也不知道为什么。
But I do not know why.
好像我里面有一个自我没有办法实现出来。
It's like there's something in me that I cannot actualize.
我很多的潜能没有办法发挥，很多的梦想不能成真。
I cannot unleash a lot of my potential. I cannot fulfill a lot of my dreams.
那他们不说那个很实在的问题。
They didn't share the very concrete specific problem.
他们就说出一种感觉，就是我找不到自己，活不出自己的感觉。
So they just describe a feeling where they cannot find themselves.
现在的人都是这么说话的。
So this is how people nowadays speak.
好像他们心里面有一种向往，没有办法达成。
It's like there's a kind of yearning in their heart that they cannot fulfill.
所以有一天我就在想，人心里面到底有什么欲望？
So one day I pondered to myself, what is the desire in human heart?
那我就特别从圣经找。
And so I go to search in the Bible.
我就明白了，人有一个最高的欲望。
So I understand that human has the highest desire.
那我们会问，那人最高的欲望是什么？
So we will ask, what is the highest desire of man?
你问你自己的心，看你有没有发现。
So you ask your heart to see whether you have discovered it.
有一天我发现，其实很简单，人最高的欲望就是，我想怎样就能做到什么，就能怎样。
So one day I realized that the human desire is very simple. That is, I want to be what I want to be.
可能各位没有想过，但是我们的心里都有这种向往。
Perhaps you never think about it, but there's this kind of desire in our heart.
其实我们从生到这个世界，就想怎样就怎样。
From the moment we are born to this earth, we want to be what we want to be.
那个是叫我们最有 kick, 最爵士的一种体验。
That give us the best kind of experience.
各位做小孩子的时候呢，我以前就是想做超人。
When you are a child, last time I used to be want to be Superman.
因为你看到电视超人嘛。
Because I see that on the TV.
所以你怎么做？你把一个毛巾放在 你的背后，然后从椅子跳下来，超人了，对不对？
So how do you be a Superman? You wear a towel behind your back and you jump from the chair.
我们女孩子小时候看妈妈煮饭，我要做最好的厨师，玛莎玛莎就完了，对不对？
So young girls, we watch our mothers cook and we want to be the best chef.
你把所有的东西放在你妈妈的锅里面，然后就炒啊。
So you put all your toys into the wok of your mother, you just fry it, you become the best.
最好的厨师。
Best chef.
各位有没有发现？你想什么，你就想做到那个东西。
So have you realized whatever you want, you want to be like that?
后来你长大之后呢，好像感觉没有意义。
So as we grow up, we find it meaningless.
后来你看到，哎，人会画画，画得很好，你自己也想做画家。
So when you see someone draws very well, you yourself also want to be a painter.
人家赚钱，哇，生意人常常赚得漂漂亮亮，穿得很好，然后我也要做生意人。
So you see other people, they prosper because of their business, you also want to be a businessman.
这个父母亲，哎呀，真的很不错，他教导孩子，我也要以后要做最好的母亲，最好的父亲。
You saw some parents being very good in teaching their kids, you want to be the best parent also yourself.
其实我们都向往我们想到的，我们能够做到。
We all yearn after what we dream of us becoming.
我们认为我们想到的那个就是我，然后我要自我实现出来，那个潜能发挥出来。
We think that whatever we can think of, that is our true self, and we want to self actualize.
虽然很多时候我们得到了我们要的东西，就一下子，哎呀，就是没有什么 kick 了，
Even though after getting what we want, we lose the kick after a while.
但是我们还是继续要得到那个东西。
But we still keep pursuing that.
各位，我们人都有这个向往，虽然我们知道我们想什么做到什么，这个不逻辑。
We all have our yearning, even though we know it is illogical to be what we want to be.
但是我们心里面就是想那个东西。
But this is the desire of our hearts.
那有一些比较上了年纪的人说，哪里有想这些东西，吃的穿的够了就好了。
So some elderly people they say we didn't think about all this. It's already good enough if we can eat well and live well.
问题是现在已经吃够穿够，什么都够了。
But the thing is now we have already eaten well and live quite well.
所以人心里面的那个欲望就慢慢显露出来。
So the desires within human hearts gradually becomes revealed.
所以你会看到，我们常常会听到人说，我有梦想，我有才华。
So we often hear people saying, "I have dreams and talents."
我有潜能，但是达不到。
I have potential, but I just cannot realize it.
人都这么说话。
And that's what people always say.
所以久而久之呢，人为了要达到这个潜能。
And in order to fulfill their potential.
要实现他们的欲望。
To realize their desire.
他们就探讨为什么我没有办法想到什么做到什么。
Then they start to explore why is it that I cannot be what I want to be.
那首先有一些人就想到哦，因为我没有机会，我没有那个平台给我发挥我自己。
So some people they think, oh, it's because I lack the opportunities and platforms for me to realize my potential.
其实我很能演戏的，我很能唱歌的，没有机会。
Actually, I can act and sing well, but it's just that I don't have the chance.
其实我很聪明的，没有机会给我发挥。
I'm actually very smart, but I just don't have the opportunity.
所以现在你们有看综艺节目吗？
So now you watch variety.
有这些综艺节目就是最强大的。
Like the strongest mind, brain.
人的超然的记忆力能够显示出来。
They have very superb memory. They can manifest that.
我看你们一百多个人啊，等下过后我还是能够记得你们的样子。
100 names I can remember later on.
有这样的誓言啊。
All this kind of
有些什么我是歌手，你们有没有看？
Variety shows like I'm a singer.
其实我唱的歌比歌星还好，没有机会，所以挑战他们。
I can sing better than the singers, but it's just that I don't have the chance.
有些人笑，有些人不懂我在讲什么，可能没有看哦。
Some of you don't know what I'm talking about.
不需要太看综艺节目，我无聊的时候才看的，我也不是每次。
You don't have to watch too much of all these shows.
但是人要做什么？因为我有潜能，我要发挥。
But people just want to show that I have potential to fulfill.
那有些人为什么没有办法发挥这个潜实现自我？因为我心里有惧怕。
So why is self-actualization so difficult? It's because there's fears within us.
而且惧怕叫我有压力，没有自信。
So fears make me very stressed, such that I lose confidence.
有一样东西我能做得很好的，但是做不了，因为有压力，有惧怕。
I actually can excel in something, but because of stress and fear, I can't do it.
所以现在很多的心理学、积极思想学，人都探讨这些东西，为了要给自己那个自信，除去惧怕。
And that's why humans go to psychology and positive thinking in order to raise our self-confidence.
或者有些人说，哦，因为我没有一个环境，没有人教我。
And some people say because I lack the environment, no one teaches me.
所以有人教我，有人给我机会，那我就能够 excel 能够发挥。
So as long as someone teaches me and give me the chance, then I can excel.
但是我们知道，人就是在这个自我实现里面，他们到了一个地步还是不能满足。
But even in self-actualization, to a point, they still cannot be satisfied.
过于他们真正的我，他们不知道自己是谁。
Because it goes beyond their own true self, they doesn't know who they are.
所以有些人。好像这个游泳健将 Michael Phelps 哦，他就拿到有史以来整个人类历史最多的金牌的 Olympics。
It's like the swimming champion Michael Phelps, and he gotten the most
Olympics gold medal.
Yeah.
然后后来呢，没有什么 kick 了啊。
But then after that he lost the kick.
那所以现在跟鱼要一起比赛游。
And so
你们知道吗这件事？所以跟鱼一起，跟 dolphin 一起游，看谁快。
And he wants to try out whether he can swim faster than dolphins.
结果是怎样
？So what's the outcome?
当然你知道他输了，因为他是人嘛，他不是鱼。
Of course, he lost because he's a human, not a fish.
但是人就是有这个自我实现的想法。
But humans have this desire to self-actualize.
这个欲望很强。
We have very strong desire.
在这个时代呢，慢慢显露出来。来看我，不要担心。
So it's getting more and more obvious in this era.
也顺便讲一样东西啊。
So I also want to share something, by the way.
其实我最近读到一个社会学家他讲的一个报告啊，有关婚姻的观念。
Recently, I read a sociologist sharing his thoughts about marriage.
你们知道，在这个婚姻，人类的婚姻呢，分成有三个阶段。
So there are three stages in human marriages.
第一个阶段是从古时代以来一直到1950年。
From ancient time until 1950s.
那个时候人是怎么结婚的？
How did humans get married?
很多都是做媒，然后 matchmaking 结婚，对不对？
It's mostly by matchmaking.
然后那时候人结婚，为什么结婚？也不是什么我爱你，你爱我的东西。
And the reason why they get married is not because of love, mutual love.
因为这个家庭需要社会需要。
Because of the need of the family and society.
结了婚尽量生多一点孩子。
And after marriage, they try to give birth to as many children as possible.
帮忙耕农啊，办理家事啊，管理的是家里的事。
To help with the farming and family matters.
那是从古时代到1950年。
That's from ancient time to 1950s.
那从1950年开始呢，忽然间你听到，哎，人讲到婚姻的时候呢，有讲到我的选择。
So from 1950s onwards, when people talk about marriage, they start to talk about their choices.
以前不是这么选择的，以前是你嫁给谁你就学爱谁，对不对？
In the past, it's not about choices. It's whoever you're married to, you just learn to love.
那现在从1950年开始，这个西方就开始听到这样的话，我说我爱你，我不爱你啊。
So in from 1950 onwards, from the Western culture, we start to hear things like I love you, I do not love you.
所以人就按自己的意思就选择自己所爱的来结婚了。
So based on human choices, they choose who they are married to.
我不知道我们是哪一个年代的啊。
I don't know which era we belong to.
但是很奇妙的，你知道吗？从1950年开始呢，就开始多起来的东西就是同居，人同居。
And from 1950s, cohabitation becomes more common.
哎，为什么自己选择了？哦，又选择了一些，然后又不要结婚，又同居啊。
So they make their choices, but yet they don't want to get into marriage, and so they cohabitate.
一种文化就出来了。
So this is a kind of culture.
那这是第二阶段。
That's the second phase.
第三阶段就是差不多现在，然后这几年，尤其21世纪进入之后。
And the third phase is around 21st century.
那现在人为什么结婚？
And why does people get married right now?
其实在心里面，内心里面很大的一个理由就是我要实现我自己。
The major reason is because I want to actualize myself.
好像如果没有结婚，我不完整。
It's as if I'm not married, I'm not complete.
我生命里面很多的潜能没有发挥出来，因为我没有结婚，没有体验过婚姻。
And I cannot unleash the potential in my life because I've never tasted marriage.
现在人开始有这种的欲望，因这种的需要来结婚。
And humans start to have this kind of desire and get married because of this need.
所以我结婚是，所以你要让我成为一个更成功、更杰出的男人。
So in order to become a more outstanding man.
那从另外一个呢，姐妹说，你要让我成为一个更幸福啊的一个女人。
And the sister wants to get married because she wants to be more blissful.
而我跟你结婚就是你要让我成为那样的人。
I marry you so that you can help me be that kind of person.
这个就是自我实现了。
And that is self-actualization.
人类已经走到一个地步，他们一直要实现他自己。
They have come. Humans have come to a point where they keep on wanting to actualize themselves.
我并不是说我们不要选择啊，就随便结婚啊。
I'm not saying we shouldn't be making choices and anyhow.
也不是说我们不要进步。
I'm also not saying that we should not progress.
但是你会发现很奇妙，当这个 self-actualize 这个自我实现为一个婚姻的目的的时候。
But when you realize that self-actualization becomes the purpose of marriage,
然后现在的离婚率是最高的。
The divorce rates nowadays are getting higher.
这些东西呢是一个 question mark， 我们大家都去想。
So all these are things we need to ponder over.
但是圣经又给我们答案。
But the Bible tells us certain answers.
圣经有告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
人心里面其实最高的欲望是什么
？What is the highest desire in human hearts？
其实圣经有两处告诉我们，人他心里面终究的欲望是什么。
So in two areas, the Bible tells us what is the highest desire.
刚才我们也读到。
We have read them just now.
第一就是，有一天，人上帝所创造的人，他想像上帝一样。
So the first thing is the man created by God. One day he wanted to be like God.
他想像上帝一样知道善恶，所以他能够判断一切的事情。
He wants to be like God to know good and evil, so that he can discern all things.
多么好，你什么都知道。我什么讲对的就是对，我讲错的就是错。人就是向往那个东西。
So humans desires to know what is good and bad.
那我们知道人失败了。
But we know that humans fail.
另外一处呢，就是有一次当人类多起来，人数多的时候。
So another passage tells us when humans grow in number.
那他们就有一个向往，我们要造一个塔，塔顶通天到上面。
So they have this desire to build a tower that reaches the heaven.
冲过云彩。
Break through the clouds.
人很奇怪的，人都是想向高处行，各位有没有发现
？So humans really desires higher ground.
你比你的孩子有没有比谁矮，都是比谁高的。
When you compare your children, you don't compare who is shorter, but who is taller.
哪一个国家的 building 那个最高啊？是不是 Malaysia 的那个 Twin Tower 啊
？Which towers, which buildings in which ever country is higher?
是不是台湾的那个101还是那个？Dubai 的那个我们不知道。
Is it the tallest building in Taiwan, KL or Dubai?
那人一直要往高处去。
So humans keep wanting to pursue higher and higher grounds.
然后呢，人一直往高的时候呢，就是找神是往高的，没有人想地下去找神的。
So when humans aim high, they keep searching for God, in higher places, not
lower places. 所以就高处行的那种心态。
So we have this, we like to aim high.
所以人。为什么要向高处？因为在高处的时候看下去，好像我是神。
Because why do they desire high places? Because when you look down from high, it's as if you are God.
所以上帝那时候变乱了人的口音。
And that's why God distorted all the languages of humans.
原来那时候人类就讲一个 一个语文。
Actually, in the past, humans they all share the same language.
比如说，每个人就讲，忽然间，这个讲印度话，那个马来话，那个华文，那个英文，怎么每个不一样了，对不对
？Suddenly become very chaotic because they start to speak in different languages.
然后很奇妙的，他们没有办法建那个塔。
And then strangely, they are unable to build that tower.
各位看到吗？人他的欲望，他没有问自己是谁，但是他往那个欲望走去的时候，有一个破坏性。
So humans, they didn't ask themselves who they are, but they keep pursuing their desires, and they face a very destructive power.
他面对一个真实的失败。
And they face a real failure.
我可以跟你说啊，今天啊，人没有好好的认识自己。
So humans, we didn't really truly know ourselves.
其实他们讲的很多的话，并不是反射自己的。
A lot of things that they say didn't reveal themselves.
我可以跟你说，我每次听到人讲两种骗话。
We always hear two kinds of lies by people.
第一个骗话是我一定能。
First is I surely can.
你放心，包在我身上，我一定能的。
Rest assured, I surely can do it.
如果人这样跟你讲，你千万不要相信。
If people tell you that, please do not believe them.
因为他明天还活着，他不知道。
Because he doesn't even know whether he's still alive tomorrow.
另一个骗话是什么
？What is the other lie?
已经够了。
It is enough.
我满足了。
I'm satisfied.
活到这把年纪够了。
I've lived to this age. It is enough for me.
有吃有穿够了。
It is enough for me to have something to eat and wear.
哪里够？
It is not possible.
完全是骗人的。
It's completely a lie.
等他什么都有的时候，就是在想还有什么没有。
When the person has everything, he will start thinking what he doesn't have.
人自己不认识他自己。
But humans, we do not know ourselves. We do not understand ourselves.
所以我可以跟你说，人类走到今天的时候呢，他如果拿着镜子看自己，会看到自己的失败。
So up to this moment, when humans take a mirror to reflect upon himself, he will see his own failure.
他按着自己的欲望祈求的，最后害自己。
Whatever he has asked according to his own desires will eventually harm him.
人建造火箭去到太空了。
Humans invented rockets to go to space.
但是同时呢，因为火箭的那个科技呢，你用箭那个 missile， 对不对？能够放核弹，能够送去别的国家。
Yet with the same technology of the rocket, they also created missile to attack other countries.
那人做很多的东西，心里面的向往，一个父母亲要孩子这么杰出，我就向往。
So humans does a lot of things out of their desires. The parents wanted their children to excel.
给他们训练，给他们补习，给他们各种的培训。
So give them all kinds of training and tuition.
孩子很压力。
And the children feel very stressed.
这到一个地步，就现在这个时代呢，孩子有忧郁症。
So up to a point, a lot of children nowadays they have depression.
各位有发现吗？人走到那个自我破坏的光景。
So humans have reached the stage of self-destruction.
因为他要自我实现。
Because he desires self-actualization.
但是他不知道自己是谁。
But he doesn't know who he is.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear friends and brothers and sisters.
我告诉你，在整个宇宙里面呢，只有一个人，一位，他能够想什么就做到什么的。
In the entire universe, there's only one person who can be what he wants to be.
他要怎样就能怎样的。
He can act as he please.
他是谁？
And who is he?
他就是上帝。
He is God.